This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
اوكي شيخ تفضل ان شاء الله تعالى.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد من السماوات ومن الارض ومن ما شئت من شيء بعد. والصلاه والسلام على سيد الانبياء والمرسلين محمد وآله وصحبه اجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقده من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure once again to welcome you to another episode in our series, Illuminate Your Life. Today we are discussing a very important tradition from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's about being truthful, speaking the truth, and being true with oneself and others. I will read the hadith in Arabic and then translate and explain the meaning and applications of it, inshallah. Alaykum bis-sadiq, fa inna as-sadiqa yahdi ila al-birr, wa inna al-birra yahdi ila al-jannah, wa ma yazalu ar-rajulu yasduqu wa yataharra as-sadiq, hatta yuktaba indallahi sadiqa. Wa iyyakum wal-kadhib, fa inna al-kadhiba yahdi ila al-fujur, وإن الفجور يهدي إلى النار وما يزال الرجل يكذب ويتحرى الكذب حتى يكتب عند الله كذابا. A very, very critical hadith telling us, warning us, reminding us about being truthful and warning us against chronic lying. The narrator is Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and it is the source is Sahih Muslim. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud narrates that the Messenger of Allah said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, be always truthful, for truthfulness leads to virtue, and virtue leads to paradise. A person shall remain steadfast in truthfulness until his name is recorded as the truthful person in the register of Allah. What a great honor. And beware of lying. For lying leads to sinning, and sinning leads to hellfire. A person continues to lie until his name is written as a liar in the register of Allah. The narrator of the hadith is Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, who was one of the pioneer Muslims, early converts to Islam, and he was one of the closest companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was well known for his profound knowledge, piety, and great morals. He narrated 848 traditions from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is one of them. Now, to explain this, we need to go to the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran introduces Allah to us as al-haq, the truth. And his message is the truth, and the messenger as the truthful. وَالَّذِي جَاءَ بِالصُّدِقِ وَصَدَّقَ بِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. And the one who has brought the truth, and those who embrace it, it is they who are the righteous, who are God-fearing. And so the believers are told to be truthful. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. What you believe, be conscious of Allah and be with those who are truthful. Meaning, we need to be truthful and we need to align ourselves and accompany those who are truthful. So, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we know, was known as As-Sadiq. As-Sadiqul Amin, the truthful, the honest. When he first announced his mission, he asked those who were gathered, would you believe if I were to tell you that an army is approaching from behind this mountain? They shouted in one voice, Yes, we would. How can we do otherwise? For we never ever experienced you lying. You never lied in your life. Even Abu Jahl, the pharaoh of this ummah of Quraysh, told Aknas, who questioned him about the Prophet's veracity before the Battle of Badr, would you believe? Would you say Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is truthful? Abu Jahl's answer was categorical. Wallahi, inna Muhammadan lasadiqun. Wama kadaba Muhammadun qattu. By Allah, Muhammad is truthful. He has never lied. Then why did he not follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He never doubts the truthfulness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His only trouble is with the message of human brotherhood and equality that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was preaching, which makes Bilal equal to him. He cannot take it. And of course, he will have to surrender all those vested interests and renounce the high position he is holding. In Islam, taqwa and truthfulness go hand in hand. What is truthfulness? The apparent meaning is it means speaking the truth always. We must do so at all times, even when it hurts us or hurts our kith and kin. However, that is only one aspect of truthfulness. There is still another dimension to it. That means we must be true to oneself. In other words, what we profess and what we practice must be the same. Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu lima taquluna ma la taf'alun. O you who believe, why do you say that which you do not do, you do not practice? Even as the Prophet was truthful before he became a prophet, the Prophet teaches us that truthfulness leads the way to virtue. And without virtuous living, we cannot get to paradise. Being true to oneself is to live a principled, authentic life rather than faking or wearing masks. Today, there is so much of it. People wearing masks. They appear in one way in public, but privately, they live a different life, a dark life, an obscene life. They come out as pious and God-fearing, but when left alone in the private life, there are different altogether. Whereas a Muslim's inner and outer aspects of life must be the same, identical. Being truthful also means to be honest with oneself as well as with others. However, we cannot be true to ourselves unless we are true in our relationship with Allah. That is the beginning of truthfulness. The foundation is, first you be truthful with yourself by being truthful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once we have this foundation, that will help us to be honest with others. We can never be honest with others unless we are honest with ourselves by being honest with Allah subhanahu. So the honesty within, with ourselves, by being honest with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then honesty with others will be the result. To be honest with oneself and others, including all of God's creation, was considered the hallmark of a true believer. That is why we have so many examples of our great scholars of hadith who would reject traditions of any narrator, any transmitter who was suspected of even lying once in his life, of faking to others as well as even the cattle. If they were caught faking, deceiving the cattle, they would not report his transmission. Thus Imam Bukhari, rahmullah, this one case, there are others, refused to narrate traditions from a scholar he traveled, who was seen deceiving his horse. He said, how can I trust him with the Prophet's hadith when even his horse cannot trust him? So you see how grave, how critical the importance of being truthful. Even as truthfulness involves oneself and others, lying also involves oneself as well as others. Lying expresses itself in various forms, speaking falsehood, bearing false witness, faking, deceiving, cheating, pretending, exaggerating, manipulating facts. All of these are so rampant in our societies today that we tend to think that this is a very, very critical time we are living, because truthfulness and integrity is disappearing. All of these are poisons. You know, when you start speaking falsehood, lying and false witnessing, faking, deceiving, wearing masks, exaggerating, these are poisons that corrupt the soul. It makes a person corrupt in character and morals. Thus, he will end up destroying himself. That's what the Prophet teaches us. Lessons to learn from this hadith: Islam trains us to be truthful in our speech, in our words, in our actions, in our beliefs, and in our morals and character. It begins with one's acceptance of the truth and being committed to uphold it at all costs. Doing so is not easy. It may entail sacrifices, trials, and tribulations. Eventually, the truth and the truthful will prevail and triumph. That is the lesson from the Quran. Lying, on the other hand, and faking may benefit a person in the short run. However, he is doomed to perish. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from all these poisons, deception, falsehood, lying, cheating, wearing masks. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honor me and you, inspire me and you to be truthful in our words, actions, and behavior. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.